How's the tour going so far?
It's great, man. I mean, this is the fourth leg of double playground. And we've been to Europe, Canada, and then in November we go back to Europe for what I think will be the end of the tour through December.
Now, for about 10 years, Billy kind of took a sabbatical, whatever you want to call it. He just kind of didn't do much of anything for about 10 years. I know you're off doing your solo thing. And now, how did you guys end up getting back together? What brought it about?
I moved out to LA about 9 years ago, and we started working on material. Unfortunately, because of fucked up stuff in my business, we tried to do this record a long time ago, and Chrysalis Records folded, and we ended up at another label, and yada yada. So here we are. But really, it's the right time because we've had this band together for 4 years now, and it's something that Billy and I always wanted. We wanted to have other people that contribute songs and more, so it's not just down to him and I.
Now, are you noticing more older people coming out? Are you noticing a lot of younger kids coming out and checking it out now too?
It's different. Every show is different. I mean, we did 10 dates on the Warped Tour, so obviously that's younger kids, and it's a fair amount. I mean, there's a lot of people who didn't get to see us back in the day, so they bring their kids or they bring their cousins, and every show is always different.
Now you have played with like a billion different people, and one of the most high profile guys that you played out with, I know you were playing with Michael Jackson for a while. I'd like to just ask your opinion. I know this is a little bit older, he just got off and everything, but what did you think of the whole thing that was going on with Michael as a person who knows him? And
I don't really know him. I mean, I spent one afternoon, actually two afternoons, we did the I played on Dirty Diana, and that was one afternoon, and then we shot the video about a month later. I don't really know him, I mean, when I worked with him, he had that monkey with him. my view of that whole thing was the same as anybody else, I think he got away with fucking bad shit.
Yeah.
Personally.
So, now, is there plans in the works to do another record?
Absolutely. And a live DVD next year.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. Something we've always wanted to do, since the Rebel Yell tour.
Cool. I got a gift for you here. I don't know how you feel about him, but it's a Fuck Bush bracelet. It gets very popular. So I wanted to thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Absolutely.
We got some killer shots of you guys. We got some killer shots when you guys were in Binghamton up there.
Yeah.
And obviously that was a phenomenal show, man. You guys smoked.
Thanks.
You gotta go to the site and check it out, TomAroundTheWorld.com.
Okay.
I got a button for you for that too, to check out the site. There's some killer photos of you up there.
Oh yeah.
But I know what we're going to do is quick count this. Before we wrap up, I just want to ask you, what else am I going to ask you real quick? Oh crap, I was going to ask you one other thing. Oh, about your solo stuff. You put any other solo stuff out soon or anything?
Next year maybe, I mean, my flamenco thing that I did, it took me a long time. I was done at a home studio, and I engineered and produced and all that stuff. So it's, those kind of records are kind of a labor of love, So maybe next year I'll get started on something, and we'll see.
Alright, and last question, being from New York and everything, I'm putting together a book on different stories of people who know the Ramones, and you got a quick story from the Ramones. You might show us if you know them, ever met them, hung out with them.
No, I mean, we played one show with Billy with them, and they actually, it was after Rebel Yell, so, Billy, sold a bunch of records, and they opened for us, and we felt really weird about it, because, they were such a huge, huge influence on certainly on Generation X, and for me being in New York. And then I spoke to Joey a couple of times, and he was always really, really fucking cool to me. I mean, like, the coolest guy. And I never got a chance to, actually, like, work with him or anything. I've met him but respect, because he loved great music. Ramones, everybody thinks, punk rock band, but he loves all that Phil Spector and the Shangri-La's and all that stuff. And, he had such great melodies, and obviously, from New York, they were the shit.
Cool. And I know you gotta be going somewhere else. Any final words you wanna say before we wrap up and take a couple pictures?
Not really, just you know, thank the fans for coming out and seeing us, you know, and you know, stick with us.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, man.
Yeah, I hope so.